Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate you making this podcast part of your day. Make sure you subscribe if you want more and leave us some feedback. Away we go.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
Well, I was at Moda Center for the Women's Portland Regional NCAA Tournament. I was sitting on press row. I was staring right at that blasted three-point line for several days, never noticed a damn thing. Our next guest is the person who noticed that the three-point lines were not equal or congruent or whatever the word is, Michael McGrath, who is an attorney locally. Michael joining us, he works at Gearing, Rackner & McGrath. And I got to know, you know, take us through your experience at Moda Center, Michael.
Well, it's a nice 15 seconds of fame, I suppose. Made my family's Easter Sunday. But, I thought about going to the game on Friday and never got around to it. I had something else to do Saturday, so I woke up on Sunday and said, all right, well, these are cheap enough and I can ride my bike over there. It's a nice day. Check it out. So that's kind of how I got the tickets. It was not because I'm a real big fan of basketball or anything. But right when I walked in, I mean, I noticed it, and I was, my first thought was, well, this can't be that the 16,000th fan, 20,000th fan, I can't be the one who sees this first. But I looked at it and went over and took two pictures comparing the right side and the left side. It was pretty empty for the pregame, and posted it on Reddit, and I sent it to my wife and said, am I crazy or what? Look at this. And I just sat there for like 5 minutes figuring somebody had to have noticed. But nobody did. And then dumb luck with some fellow was sitting in front of me, and he'd like sent a text and was waving to a buddy down there on the court side, sitting in one of the seats. And I struck up a conversation with him. I said, does that guy know anybody down there? Do you see what I see? And I explained it, and you know, he started laughing. He said, there's no way that you saw that. And he looked at it and said, that's totally true, though. and then next thing we know, they had saw the coaches out there with their feet, and then somebody from the Moda Center went out there with a big yellow tape measure. And we were all laughing up there, and I was by that point explaining to people what they were doing, and nobody believed it. Everyone was looking at it thinking, well, oh my gosh, how did you see that? And my question was, how did you guys not see it?
Right.
So.
from your vantage point, you're in the 300 level. Is it, and were you about mid-court? Was that what kind of allowed you to have that bird's eye view?
No, I was probably by the free throw line for Texas.
Okay.
So I could see it, you know, it was pretty easy to see that. And then you kind of look over and thinking, well, maybe it's just the perspective. It's a little bit off. But, you know, again, I walked over two sections of the seats, and I looked at it dead on as well, and I took another photo, and I said, there's no way. It's not my eyes playing tricks on me. They're just off. And so then I texted my wife, and I told my kids to turn on TV, and they said, well, there's no game. They keep saying it's delayed. And I said, yeah, I think I might have done that.
It's just wild.
Well, really worried it was going to be delayed for like 2-3 hours, but it was just, you know, 15, 20 minutes. So.
And I think there's some psychology to this, too, because, you know, in your job, you are trained to kind of look for discrepancy. And, you know, you probably have an eye for that. Billboards, when you're passing billboards, do you notice grammatical mistakes on billboards? Like, as a writer, I look for stuff like that, but I guess I just assume they get the court right.
Yeah, that is, for what I do, that is, you know, a big part of it is just keeping track of details, trying to, you know, spot things as a lawyer. You issue spot, and quite frankly, sometimes the hardest thing to do is to see something that's not there. Mm-hmm. So, for example, a lot of our materials that we prepare and review every day, if you leave a section out, something that's really key, you might not even realize it until you think, oh, wait a minute, I'm not editing this. There's nothing to edit. Mm-hmm. So it might take a little while to actually go back and realize something's missing. But this was, again, like I said, I'm not a big follower of basketball, but I do know what a three-point line is, and I know they're supposed to be equal. So that was easy to spot.
Right.
If you would have told me they were missing some other marking on the key, I might not know what you're talking about, but this was pretty easy. So
Michael McGrath.
The hard part was just, how do we get it out there?
Yeah, Michael McGrath is with us. He practices family law in Oregon and Washington. He is at Gearing, Rackner, and McGrath. I think it's amazing. You know, you go to the game, you see something that nobody else is seeing. Did they give you a thank you? Did they wave at you? You know, I know they weren't happy. The NCAA wasn't happy, but they were embarrassed by it. But did you get any kind of, hey, thanks for seeing that?
No, but I mean, to be fair, I didn't actually walk down there. I think I told somebody else. I mean, honestly, it was pretty cool to see, and we're having a chuckle about it, but if I really had to walk down there, I mean, that's kind of a far walk, so I probably would have just kept my mouth shut, hope somebody else saw it. Well, my wife said, well, go talk to a referee. I'm like, what are they going to do?
Yeah.
They're probably going to slug me because I made all this notoriety for Portland.
Well, and that was part of it. Like, it does... In a weird way, some outsiders are also going, hey, this is a Portland thing. And I'm like, no, it isn't. Portland did a great job with this event. We've come to find out that the error happened at the factory, Connor Sports Factory in Michigan, where they produce the courts and they put the, you know, they line them and they finish them and then they pack them up and ship them. But still, it was one of those quintessential Portland moments. You're not a big basketball fan. So what did you think of the event in general, and what really drew you to come out to the regional?
Well, it is. I have tickets for the men's in Glendale, and so it's a big event, you know, and it's probably a once in a lifetime thing. Although I know Portland's going to get the women's Final Four in a couple of years, so that'll be pretty cool. But I think overall it was fine. I think in the aftermath, all the fallout of people complaining about, you know, women's sports in general and not getting the same treatment as men's, I mean, I think that is kind of telling. You know, there's no souvenir stands, and the attendance was a little bit lower. But overall, I think that the presentation was great. I think everyone that I talked to at the Moda Center, you know, the ushers and the workers and things like that, everyone was very pleasant, and the fans were certainly very enthusiastic. So it's hard not to get into it, even if you don't know that much about the teams, when everyone else is really hyped up. So that was a nice atmosphere.
Yeah, I think it was great. In 2030, the Final Four will be here, and they should bring you out to eyeball the courts before the games just to make sure everything's right. That should be a commercial.
I think the NCAA should make me like undercover boss, and they should just fly me around and, you know, inspect football fields and basketball courts and things like that. That would be a great gig.
Years and years ago.
No one knows who I am anyway, so.
Yeah, years and years ago, Natalie Gilbert sang the national anthem in that building, and remember Maurice Cheeks had to finish it and help her put his arm around her. And now, to this day, Michael, like when I hear the national anthem, I am always kind of on the edge of my seat waiting to see if they know the words. And now I think every time I go to a basketball arena, I'm going to look at the three-point lines and I'm going to compare them. Just one of those things. Once you see it, you can't unsee it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I assume in basketball, you know, they make it more of a routine thing to check the height of the rim and things like that. You really can't screw up you can screw up a court, but only you should only screw it up once.
Right.
So once they measure it once, it should be pretty good. But maybe, you know, maybe the coaches and the players will occasionally keep an eye on it going forward, and that'll be a good thing, I guess.
What has work been like for you as people find out you're the guy?
You know, I had a busy Monday and Tuesday as it is, so work is work. This was just another kind of funny moment among all the other things that I do, dealing with other people's problems. So
This
is just an NCAA problem that I happened to stumble on and try to fix.
Now,
so, there you go.
You went to Linfield, and then you went to Lewis and Clark Law School. And so we often have college students and high school students who are out there. And, you know, what advice do you give to people? Let's turn this into career day. Like Michael McGrath, attorney. What advice do you give to kids who say, hey, that's what I want to do someday?
I would tell people the same thing I tell my two boys in high school, which is find something that you love to do and hope it turns into a career, or find something that you're good at. And it doesn't matter if you like it or not, if it pays the bills. Hopefully you can find something that you like and you're good at, and it pays the bills. So I kind of lucked out doing this job. I think most people think I'm a little crazy because this is divorce, so you're dealing with a lot of family pain and a lot of emotion, but I really dig this job. I like helping people. It's somewhat entertaining. It can be humorous. I can't tell names, but it can sometimes be humorous. You have to laugh at the situation, but you know, that's a way to get through it. But you know, you have to like your job. I really dig this job.
Yeah, and I would think sometimes too, you run into people who are at this pivot point of their life, and you get to play a role in kind of settling things down and stabilizing things for people. And I think, you know, that shouldn't be, you know, that shouldn't go without saying. Like, you know, that's an important position you're in.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, a former boss that I used to have, for all of her peculiarities, used to give out those personality tests every couple of years, just as a kind of a fun thing to do. And the personality type I had was very much a fixer. And I, first, when I was a young man, I thought that was just, you know, whatever, hocus pocus. But over the years, I realized, my wife points this out, you know, I fix musical instruments, or I coach a little kid's baseball, or do other things, and it's very much the idea of trying to see a problem and engineer a solution. So that's, you do it with people too. You do it with people's lives if you have to, and hopefully, again, they come out better on the back end.
And you do it with basketball courts. You know, you saw something wrong, and there it went.
Somebody posted on Facebook, this is a great tagline, you know, I spot the injustice on the court. Imagine what I can do for you in court.
That's a little too
Better Call Sal or whatever the guy's
name.
Better Call Saul.
Yeah, but you know what? I think people could do worse than going with an attorney that pays attention to detail, you know? So
exactly right.
Gearing, Rackner, and McGrath. His name is Michael McGrath. Thank you. Thank you for giving us some of your time. Great to get to know you a little bit. And, you know, you're going to the Final Four in Glendale. I know you're going to look at the three-point line when you get there.
Yeah, but I'm sitting up in the 400 level in Glendale, so it's going to be a little bit more of a challenge, I think. I'm going to bring my binoculars.
Bring the binoculars. All right. Michael, thank you, man. I appreciate you giving us some of your time.
All right. Goodbye, John.
And there it is. It's one of those things that's, you know, it's like when you're searching for Waldo in one of those books, Where's Waldo? Or, you know, you're when you're looking down at a basketball court, you know, there's a lot going on with players warming up and whatnot. But, you know, I was a little embarrassed. I'm on the court. I'm on press row. I'm literally in the front row looking right at the three-point line. I was down towards the North Carolina state side for Sunday's games. But, you know, when they started measuring, I started going back and forth eyeballing it, and I was like, oh, yeah, they're absolutely right. Like, these things aren't the same. They got it fixed, and Michael McGrath played a big role in that. Good stuff there. We always get the big guests on the show. All right, want you to leave it here. Coming up, we'll talk. We'll play Punch and Audio. We got big guests still ahead. You got the Bald-Faced Truth statewide on the BFT.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald-Faced Truth.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald-Faced Truth radio show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald-Faced Truth radio show. Thanks for listening.